Hello, Israel Houghton.
Good morning, Yolanda.
You sound like Reverend Wiley on this sanctified sermon topic.
Man, good to see you guys this morning.
Good to see you, man.
It's an honor.
Were you up early seeking him this morning?
Yes.
Early shall I seek thee.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, I was. And then, drove about an hour to get here.
Amen. Welcome.
That's how we do.
Yeah.
How do you like living way out there?
This morning, I do not. I used to have an apartment
It was close by.
100 feet from here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But right between here and the church. But,
yes.
Was that convenient?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, it was great.
Did you like it? Did it get
I liked
too-
it when I was leading, in a weekend where I would lead at Lakewood. I loved it because, like, one morning I overslept. I just don't know what happened, alarm or something. And literally, church starts at 8:30, and I woke up at 8:21.
Wow.
And all I can tell you is that at the downbeat of the song, I was on stage.
Yay! Yay!
So it was crazy. Yeah. But, yeah, I kind of miss it because it was a long drive this morning, but all good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What's been going on with you, man?
Man, we've been busy. We've been crazy busy, actually. Mm-hmm. In October, that's still last month.
Yeah.
We, me and New Breed went to 6 different countries in Asia and recorded this new record that we're working on right now called Covered Alive in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, just an experience that I'll never, ever forget. Mm-hmm. Just, to go into all these places and do new music. Like, we did our regular show for the night, but in the middle of each place, we would add 3 or 4 new songs, and the response and the way they learned real quick and sang along. And
because I can imagine, you did a live recording in Africa, so what was the difference for you between that Africa and
well,
Asia?
I mean, certainly there's a big difference just culturally,
Mm-hmm.
But we did Africa in 2005. Mm-hmm. When we did Alive in South Africa, that was 2005. This is Alive in Asia in 2014, basically 9-10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened in that 9 years that is astounding is gospel music has continued to reach places we sometimes sitting in our community don't realize there are people in Malaysia and Jakarta and Singapore and Seoul, Korea and Tokyo and the Philippines that are like, oh, we love gospel music.
Yeah.
They study gospel music. I mean, my guys get over there, like Kevin Camp and Justin Raines get over there, and these guys are like, you don't understand, we watch you every day on YouTube. We study everything you do.
Exactly.
And so the guys in my band who just, they love God, they're musicians, are like heroes over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that was the thing that was really pretty amazing to us. But every show we did was sold out, thousands, tens of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. The last show we did was in Manila, Philippines, where the Thriller in Manila happened.
Yeah,
that
Manila.
same arena. Packed to the roof.
Yes.
And you've never heard a louder crowd in your life.
I heard an awesome song this morning, How Awesome Is Our God, featuring our sister, Yolanda Adams.
This is the first single from this record.
Ooh.
Man, we're excited.
Yeah.
We're debuting this right now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we are.
We're about to
do it. And guess what? I haven't heard it yet.
Let's do it then.
Is she hard to work with? Is
it? Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to play the single right now then. How awesome is that?
We'll come back on that.
Right. You think she's tough?
Nah.
We'll answer it honestly.
It's New Music Tuesday. Brand new music on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
So amazing. So amazing, your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God? So amazing, so is overwhelming. Awesome is our God.
So overwhelming. Oh God.
Oh God.
Come on, New Breed, sing.
You love, you love, you love, you
I should have been on the pole. I should have been.
Yeah,
on
you could have got in right there on that end. You fit.
Y'all really think so?
He fit right there.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yes, that's
hot.
Yeah,
that's kind of, as they would say, tatted church up.
They're right there. How awesome is our God?
Tatted church.
That's the latest from Israel, featuring Yolanda Adams at 28 minutes past the hour. Israel joins us in the studio, and you had a great question, Marcus.
Yeah, you know, I just was concerned. Just wanted to know.
You're concerned?
Yeah. Just not with concern, but you know, since Yolanda came in all fiery looking this morning.
This morning. You think she was in the studio doing that?
I wanted to know.
Fire baptized. Yeah.
Was she the working relationship? how is Yolanda? I've heard.
You've heard.
Yes. Nothing but good things. But, yeah, okay. But you know, we want to hear again. I mean, let's see.
Clean it up. I want you to have a job tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Make it plain. Make it plain.
Oh, my gosh, you all are crazy. Yes,
I got to tell you, I mean, first of all, I remember being on stage. We sang this in Singapore, and I remember coming off stage and saying to Aaron Lindsay, I called Aaron, and I said, I feel like Yolanda Adams should sing on this song.
Okay.
Because it just felt, I don't know, timeless, classic. I don't know what the word I'm looking for on this particular song, but I heard her. And so when I got back, I said, hey, listen, I only have one name on my list of somebody that I really want to do this. And she was gracious, so gracious. She's like, "Well, send me the song, and you know, we'll see." And so,
she said, "We'll see."
No. I mean, it was
time wise.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like, let's see if we can work it out. But I mean, at the same time, if the song was whack, she would have been like, "Yeah,
you know
I'm gonna be
whack.
So busy." Yeah. You know?
No. You know me. Okay. Yeah. And I have loved you for a long time, but I would have said, you know, Israel,
it's rack. It's
this
wack.
Is not really one of your better. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have said that.
But anyways, she just wrote back and she said, I like it. When are we doing it?
Okay.
You know, and
okay.
tell me about Monday. When we have, you know, and it was so quick. And so I was actually in L.A. and flew back here to Houston. Mm-hmm. By the time I landed and got to the studio, her and Aaron had already finished. So I was like, all right, so let's go. She's like, oh, no, it's done.
Like, how about you go? You go in there and do your part.
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, I went in and redid everything I had sung. At that point, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to need a second look at this.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, consummate professional.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you can't have the longevity that Yolanda has had in this industry and across the lines of this industry without being a professional, being on time, being, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
And there's nobody better. I'll put it this way. It's a bucket list accomplishment for me. Like, I've always wanted to sing with Yolanda Adams.
Yeah, cool.
Didn't really have the courage to ask until now.
My God. Well, I was just about to say, you ask every time you come in. But I guess.
No, that's a whole nother.
No, that's my song album.
Yeah, that the alleged album.
The alleged album. That has not.
The alleged song.
That
amen.
Has not showed up yet. Huh?
Yeah. That's a whole different conversation.
So when can we get our hands on this?
Well, we're going to go to iTunes with it probably right at the top of the year. The whole project is going to come out March 24th in stores everywhere. One of the cool things for us is that New Breed has been together 15 years.
Yeah.
And so we used this trip to document kind of our whole story. Like when we started in 2000, we never imagined that. That gotcha. In 2015 we'd be, you know, in Asia, you know, and so we've done a whole, we're working on a whole concert film for that as well, with all the behind the scenes documentary and that sort of thing, that we're actually going to do a small theatrical release for the weekend that the record comes out.
Man,
and so we'll be advertising a bunch of stuff coming out about that.
How do you have longevity in the business, such as yourself? Because you've been doing, you know, praise and worship music just in general for
music,
a long
period.
Time, successfully.
Right.
No, you can have longevity, but successfully you can do
it. Yes.
You know, success is fairly arbitrary, because I think you could look at success as, well, we sold records and we did concerts and we won awards.
Mm-hmm.
But I think success is when you can say, this same crew has been together for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's success.
Yeah.
Some of the people I started out with day one, we worked through interpersonal conflicts, all that kind of stuff over a decade and a half. That's successful to me. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at longevity, it's not, I burned a bunch of bridges, but I kind of came to my senses now. Like, okay, I'm glad you came to your senses, but it's also a great story to just say, yo, we worked it through. We made it happen. Yeah. And so success for me is probably measured more in the relationships that I have, the fact that my family is still together after 20 years, stuff like that, it rings more. But for me, you know, I'm going on 25 years of full-time ministry.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy just how God is, you know, orchestrated these steps to this point, and I feel like we're just getting started, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Good. You are, especially with that hot single with you and Yolanda.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I appreciate you guys, man.
It's a banger.
We love you.
Yeah, it's a banger, Marcy.
It's called a banger. And not because Yolanda was on, you could have had me and it would have been a banger, but I'm just saying.
Do you think Bishop Secular could come behind that with a word?
Could he?
He's like, so modest. So modest. Your points of power coming up. Genesis chapter 12.
I'm boasting in what the Lord can do right now.
I hear you over there. Wait a minute.
Y'all are blessing me.
Amen. It's 27 before the top of the hour. Hang